Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than anonymous sources talking about you. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com, clicking chat, and listen live. Or if you're listening to one of our affiliates, open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com. Go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and click chat and go. I am the host with the most, Davin Rosenblatt. That over there is Pippi Ilix.
He's pointing to me like you guys can see that.
Well,
hi, everybody.
I introduced you.
That over there.
Joe, that thing.
That over there.
That thing is in studio for a change. Joe won't be in studio. Joe will be calling in later on. Joe won't be here tonight.
Yes. Well, he'll be calling in like I normally do.
Yes. Yes. You guys are starting to take advantage of my kindness.
Is that what it is?
I most certainly is. I feel like I am being taken advantage of.
You know what? If I came in here hacking and wheezing and snorting when I'm really good and sick, you would not have it.
Yeah, but there's no way of knowing if you're really good and sick.
What, do you think I'm lying?
I don't know. You get sick a lot. I mean, most...
I do.
Most people... Your husband should have left you by now. You should have been fired from your job.
Wait,
which you had been.
No, not because of that.
Well, that's who knows. They can't say we're firing you because you're disabled.
because you're like a sponge. You catch everything.
Yeah, they can't say that. They look like creeps if they say that.
Right.
So they can't say you have been shunned by society, or you should be shunned by society.
I should have that criminal tape around myself.
As we've even discussed, even your therapists don't want to deal with you. So
really?
You are only here out of the goodness of my heart and my patience. They are running thin.
They're running small.
I fucked that up somewhere.
I know.
And my patience, much like my sentences, don't make sense.
Polish the barrel while you're in there, yeah. Would you?
Well, certainly will. At least it's not infected. So Joe, I'll be calling in later.
Yeah.
Full show tonight because I've had enough of Joe and Pip. We're not going to fucking do this next week. How do you like them apples?
Yeah. So there. Wait. I know.
But we'll be back in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm just touring. So I got a careers.
I know. Look at you go.
I got it. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm not rushing back from rush hour traffic. It'd be just too hectic.
No, you told me when
you're
getting back, and that's insane.
Yeah.
No, it's not possible.
So we're going to do some Ann Jackson up front as soon as I set the stage. And then we'll do two of our syndicated versions of the shows. So that means more commercial breaks, more short segments, less cursing. More
what?
Topical stuff.
Less cursing?
Fuck yeah.
Motherfucker!
Yep. You know, I won't be able to say cunt.
Well, you could, but...
I'll say it on the breaks.
You know what? It's your ass that's going to be editing.
Yeah, that's true. I really do appreciate that word a lot more now. Okay, on the show tonight...
Don't look at me when you say things like that.
I was not.
I know.
On the show tonight, a discussion on whether congressmen should show up to hostile town halls. The media, the president, the truth, the leaks, the anonymous sources. I'll cover that for you. I'm going to go into that with you guys, and I'll give you an example, a recent example of just how fucked we are on all sides.
On all fours,
yeah.
I thought you were going to say. Pretty much.
As a consumer, as somebody who likes to know the truth and society, and we are entitled to the truth, we're getting fucked every which way. I'll go into that later on. Mm. A couple refuses to remove the racist graffiti that was painted on their garage.
Mm. Very interesting story.
Really?
I'm looking forward to digging into that.
At least for 5 minutes and 57 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
we'll really dig into that for a minute and a half.
I mean, if it goes along, it goes along. I'm the one who has to edit it, which I don't want to do. Another school of fools, and that's a really interesting school of fools.
Yeah.
So it's a bullshit school. I'm going to say right now, I think it's a bullshit school of fools.
Yeah.
Not that the story isn't real, but what happened.
What happened.
Unfortunately, another big tech security breach that could put you in danger.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of dry part of the show, but, you know, we try to keep you guys informed. That's what we do.
Yeah, but dry can also be crunchy, and sometimes that's good.
Yeah, right. Don't look for laughs there. but you will be informed. This I'm very looking forward to discussing. Witches cast a spell on Donald Trump. Finally, the witch community is raising their game.
They're stepping up.
It's about damn time.
Or flying up.
As we cast our lonely eyes to the witches to make it all better. We'll get into that. And comedy premises we hate.
Yes.
Shit that I don't like, shit that maybe Joe doesn't like, shit that maybe I don't think you like it either.
No.
Yeah, I got new shit I don't like.
Yeah. Oh, great. Put that on the pile.
Yeah, it really does mount as I'm exposed to humanity.
Well, me too, actually. I find, well, unfortunately, I went to Starbucks and I found this really great cookie they have. And it's like, great, I need more fattening shit that I like to
eat.
Yeah,
but that's the thing. You don't discover it unless you put it in your mouth.
I know.
Well, that's not their fault.
No, it's not their fault, but I was still
show some
annoyed.
Fucking restraint, you animal.
I could not.
Of course you can. There's an Oreo cookie chocolate bar that's supposedly delish out there. I haven't had it yet.
No, this was a thing that I needed to experience, and I'm glad that I tried it once, but I'm staying the hell away from that thing because it's evil.
Here's my dilemma.
Girl wants to know which cookie it is. It's the butter crunch cookie or something. I've never seen it before, and it looks like it's like a butter cookie with like a white layer and then what looks like a caramel layer, and it has little crunchies on top, and it's shaped like a candy bar. Holy shitballs. It's amazing.
And it's at Starbucks, so it's only $4.50 for a cookie.
Yeah, it probably is. But it was like the whole day's calories.
I have not gone to a Starbucks since college. I don't go there. But I provided the fine fluid that I got at the supermarket for you.
Thank you. I know. She's
drinking Starbucks now.
Yeah, I needed a caffeine fix because.
Is it good?
Yeah, it is pretty good.
I'm only allowed to get in certain of those flavors.
Yeah.
Because my wife turned into my mother, who like watches all this nonsense on TV about shit that'll kill you. That doesn't have it. That flavor doesn't have it.
Oh.
But most of the iced coffees have this thing, carrageenan or something.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And it causes cancer. So I can't have all the delish iced coffees.
I'm sorry. We live in the New York, New Jersey area. What the fuck doesn't cause cancer?
Well, yeah, we're not bringing cancer into the house, so I can't have that. You're drinking non-cancerous coffee until another report is done.
Well, thank you.
My mother is the worst at this. Oh, she watches too much. Yesterday, I just want to tell you. I mean, it's actually informative sometimes. I don't know which company, but on ABC News at 5 o'clock this evening, I won't be able to watch, but I'm telling you, there's an applesauce that's been recalled.
That's so helpful.
Okay. Then I get a call around 3 o'clock. Okay. I found out it's the Trader Joe's brand of applesauce. Thanks, Ma. I'm not, you know.
I don't go to Trader Joe's.
I know, but it just it expedites the things if I just go, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. My mom used to do that stuff.
Oh, she does it all. Yeah, she's bored.
Before she passed away, she would be watching the television or listening to other people, and they would be like, about whatever was going around. And she'd call me and fill me in on these things. And I'm like, but she knew me and knew my habits. And I'm like, you know I don't go there. Oh, no, you can't buy that brand.
Listen, this is why I don't watch the local news.
Yeah.
I live in bliss. I don't worry about it. And I watch the cable news networks, and I know I'm not going to die of cancer from coffee. I'm going to die from a nuclear bomb by North Korea or ISIS. And I'm okay with that.
I'm okay.
I'm okay. That's how I'm, according to the cable news, that's what's going to kill me. So I don't know. I should be able to drink all the cancerous iced coffee I want.
I really figure that living so close to New York City, which is going to be ground zero for some kind of tragic event.
I believe it already has. I believe that's where they came up with ground zero.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, like,
What more than 3,000 people?
Yes.
Ugh.
No, I'm talking about, like, if there's going to be a nuclear holocaust, New York's going to be one of the targets, right?
That's why I live here in the sticks, baby.
Well, no. Oh, you're still in the blast zone.
I am in the blast zone.
What, are you kidding me?
Yes, but I don't come out of the basement, so I'm going to be okay.
Oh, yeah, this basement is where, yeah, tuck and roll.
I got a fridge. I'll defrost. I'll eat raw meat. I'll probably die of eating raw chicken. I got soda. I'm good. Blast away, people.
The irradiated zombies are going to bust that door down like it's a magic.
No, I have a gate outside with a lock.
The gate.
Now, I do have to close the cat door on the basement.
Oh, yes.
So the radiation does not get down here.
Oh, you think that's going to save you?
Yeah, I'll be good.
I got it all. A little bit more weather stripping around that door, hon.
I got it all. I got two laptops. I got an old PC. I got a portable heater. I'm good. I got toys.
And when the electric grid goes down?
I got toys. I can.
Bats and balls.
If currency is no longer being accepted, I have baseball cards from my youth. I'm sure I could get much for the Mark McGwire 1985 Olympic rookie card. I am sure I will be fine.
In the nuclear winter, that card will be worth a lot.
I think so. Mint condition, baby.
People don't care fuck all about baseball cards.
No. That will be fine.
No, you think so?
I do. I feel very. I have jigsaw puzzles down
there.
You
have two, count them, two hoppity hops in this room that I can see from where I'm sitting.
Well, so I can hop away?
Yeah.
They're not my hoppity hops. They're my kids, but they're big. We could sit on them.
I know. They are. I'm not attempting.
I have cassettes. No means of playing them down here.
No.
But I can barter Billy Joel cassettes from the late 70s, early 80s. I feel quite good. I have swimming noodles so I can beat off the zombies. Blast away, fuckers. I don't leave this basement. I'm good. I got a fax machine, so when they take down all their modern technology, I can still communicate.
Well, you think so?
I got VHS and PlayStation 2. And so when they try to get me on the big video games where everybody's online and they try to send me a virus that way, I'm off the fucking grid, fuckers. I'm playing Madden 2003. Catch me if you can.
So you're so old school that you're going to be immune.
Yes.
Okay.
If need be, I sneak up to the top level and I get out the Atari 2600 and I scurry right back down. I have like 100 games. Games I have not played in a year. River Raid, fuckers. Bring it. River Raid.
You will have all the time in the world to play them.
While the world eats itself.
Yes.
And tries to society tries to rebuild, I will wait it out as I eat the raw filet mignon that I have in there. You know, I'm good. I'm good. You can. That's steak tartare. I'm good.
You're going to be steak tartare.
Nope. Frozen pizzas. Defrost them. Fully cooked. I'm good.
Oh, so you planned this out. So there's going to be like no trichinosis.
No, it just happens I don't leave this room.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, good luck. And so you're going to close up the cat door so that your poor cats have no place to poop in the apocalypse.
Hey, if they're not down here when the shit hits the fan, the shit's going to hit the floor. Not my problem. It behooves the cats to hang out down with me. And if things go a long time, they become a snack. But it's all good. It's all good. I am fine when the apocalypse comes. Don't you worry about me. I may be in the blast zone. I may not be in the blast zone. Hey, you know what? I can still fucking do a show if we have electricity. So you can't even get rid of it. I can alert you of what is going on this mountain.
Well, it's true. Yes. I will actually be, unless it's a Tuesday night, I will actually be in the first wave of the blast, and if I'm not, I'm getting in the car and driving towards it because I don't want to be here to rebuild.
Pussy.
Well, yes.
Don't be a snowflake. Embrace the zombie apocalypse.
No. Driving straight in. Nope. I'm like, you know what?
Good. I'm good. I'm looking around. I got a lot of pillows. It's going to be comfortable. A lot of pillows down here.
There are a lot of pillows.
A lot of pillows.
Here.
I got some Barbie DVDs, if we still have electricity. I have every Star Wars movie but the last one, whether it be VHS or DVD. I am good. I am going to be fine.
You're going to be planning on devolving. You're going to be a lot less discriminating taste-wise.
No,
so
I'm...
So Barbie DVDs are going to be like your speed.
I'm going to live the life I should be living now.
Oh, that's so freaking scary.
Yes, I am no longer... I will not have to be this productive person. I can have me time.
Lots and lots and lots and lots. Are you planning on saving your family?
Again!
I heard nothing about them in this.
Again, it behooves you,
yes,
family, to be down here.
Mm-hmm.
Then you live. What am I supposed to do if they're upstairs?
Oh,
you know, you hear the knock, knock, knock.
Scraping and crying.
Right, what am I supposed to do? Expose myself? They wouldn't want that.
No, nobody wants you to expose yourself.
Right. Nobody wants me to expose myself. Right. So, I will not expose myself. I will make them happy.
Okay.
I'm a hero.
Oh, you're saving them from...
My exposure.
You.
Right.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Would you want to hang out with me down here for months on end?
Oh,
no.
My God.
No. So, it's better they die upstairs. You're welcome.
Wait a minute, but what if me and Joe are trapped down here with you when it comes to pass, and say your family's out?
I tell you there's nothing to worry about, and I ask you to get something from your car.
Also, click. Wait a minute. Wait. I distinctly heard a lock clicking.
Yeah, you guys have little value in a zombie apocalypse. You're both slow, old, and cranky. I mean, unless we're talking about good eats, you have no value for me. You have no discernible skills.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, what do I need? I don't even need a fence, which Joe might be able to build. I have a good fence.
I think he could sell you one. I don't know if he built them.
Yeah, so Joe has no qualities I need.
Oh, great.
And he will annoy me.
Sorry, I talked him out of his one quality that you were pleased with.
Yes.
In the apocalypse.
And you, to be honest, I don't need the fucking virus or infection that you're carrying with you all the time infecting me in my shelter.
But you already must be immune.
Possibly. But it's not a chance I'm willing to take. Okay. I think it would be wrong for society for me to be exposed to whatever you're carrying in a time of crisis.
Well, I see how it's going.
Yeah.
I see how it's definitely going.
Yeah.
Well, I would probably get in my car and drive towards the blast zone.
The only one who's going to survive the blast zone in your area is AIDS Cat.
Oh, yeah. He's already he's hunkered down.
Yeah. Yeah. He's fucking speak. He's sequestered away in his own little room. He's good.
He's got the same plan as you.
Yes, exactly. Me and AIDS Cat are kindred spirits.
Actually, you guys could probably email and talk to each other and play online games.
You know what? When the shit goes down, who doesn't want to be having broth in a robe?
I think that's the plan.
So I'm good. Yeah. I'm not worried.
He's not worried. He's already got the AIDS.
Cable news has told me what's coming, and I'm ready to go. I got it all, baby.
Tom has a good point. He says he's glad he lives in Detroit because they'll think it was already nuked and passed right by.
I've been to Detroit. He raises a valid point. But come on, nobody's killing black people.
You don't think?
No, not in our society. We're a fucking racist society for the most part. Yeah. If you want to have the higher score, you're killing white people because that's going to fucking... Unless you don't want to be noticed. Like, if you want to attack us but not really notice, you go over to Native Americans first. You attack the Native Americans.
Because
this is just our society.
Yeah, it is.
You attack the Native Americans because apparently nobody gives a shit about them.
Apparently nobody backs up their play.
Then you go with the Muslims, and if you do that, you'll have a good percentage of the country giving you a fucking high five and thank you.
That's sick, but true.
Right, right. And then you go to your Latinos. Doesn't matter if they're here legally or not, because we're not really fucking very discerning at this point. We go, well, they shouldn't have been here. So boom. Oh, so we're still on your side. When you go after our black people, we're going to be annoyed. We like sports, but we're still going to accept it. But when you kill Whitey, that's a problem.
Well, you know what? All they need is one white blonde girl to get killed. Done.
Well, you know what? We should probably
now
have
now everybody's in an uproar.
We should probably have a day without blondes.
Day without blondes.
We should. I mean, the porn industry.
Are
will
you
be
kidding?
Shut down.
Having the blondes around is what's keeping your ass alive.
Aren't they doing a day without women? Isn't that coming up in March?
The women are supposed to be on strike.
So does that mean it's a day where men get peace and quiet? I mean, how does that work? I mean, this sounds like a win.
I didn't look into it too, but I think strenuously because I don't have vacation time.
Here's
going.
Where it's going to hit the hardest. All the guys that need to jerk off in these cam rooms.
Yeah.
Like all these cam girls, if they strike, if it becomes a global thing. There's going to be a lot of blue balls, a lot of angry guys walking around. That's going
to
be an issue.
Oh, dear listeners, you can't see me rolling my eyes yet. Do you think that these girls, these cam girls, are going to take a principled stance and take the day off?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. They're just diddling themselves to earn a living. It's fine.
Okay, so they're definitely down with the cause.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
And they will pass up the opportunity to have even more traffic.
All right.
Because no women are available to
these
men.
But let's be honest. It's really the only industry where if, women took a day off, everything would come to a screeching halt.
Oh, you think so?
Absolutely. What? We're antique store? We got gay guys. We're good. I mean, what? No WNBA? We'll survive.
Half the population sits down and takes a coffee break. You think we wouldn't come to a shattering halt?
Things would slow down that day. Things would slow down.
A lot of people wouldn't be fed.
But how does that really affect me? Think about it. What am I doing on my average day? Where a woman is making it, so much better. Well, there's self-checkout at the supermarket.
Oh, my God. Don't let your wife here. They'll be self-checkout at
home.
Well,
she'll be here. She'll be taken off. She'll be fine. I mean, most management, thank goodness, is men, so they still can handle things.
Oh, Jesus.
It's going to be a lovely day. Traffic will be better. There won't be any asshole drivers, but except for the Asians and the Hasidics.
Oh, my God.
It's a good day. A day without women is a day to celebrate, I says.
Yeah, that's what you think?
I most certainly do.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be good times. I'm looking forward to it. I'll tell you what. If a day without women goes well, I say we have one every week. And we give the president credit for it. And it will have made America great again.
Oh, my God.
Think about it. What happens if you don't show up? Somebody else does your job. Ooh, it'll be fucking fun.
No, they actually don't.
All right. So, well, yeah, but you work in a shitty business where nobody wants you showing up because it's always bad news. Nobody wants to see your stupid face. I know what you do.
Yeah, I know you know.
Yeah, yeah. A day without you, people go, thank fucking God.
Yeah, most of the time.
Yeah, right. And, you know, so we're going to be fine. It's going to be okay.
Well, I didn't think that I was going to be the one that was going to be like, oh, she's not here. Oh.
You know, all right, doctors, it could be a problem. Doctors, nurses, there could be a problem.
Yes, teachers.
Now, again.
All the kids are going to be home with you.
I mean, that sucks, but whatever. The women will be home, too, because they're not at work, so they can fucking watch the kids. It's a win again.
No, They're not going to watch the kids. They're going to hand them over to you.
No, it's a day without women, not a day without kids. Fucking do your job.
No jobs are done.
You birth it, you take care of it.
No jobs will be done.
Don't worry, I don't need you for a blowjob for a day or a handjob. I'll be fucking fine.
I don't mean me.
But I'm just saying women in general.
That's not my job.
I'll be fine for a day. Don't you worry. Don't you worry. I'll be good.
I'm looking at those gigantic two blue poppy hops behind you.
I told you, I have VHS. We'll be fine for a day.
I gotta do the laundry.
Have old wrestling cards of Wendy Richter. We'll be fine.
I have never even heard of this person.
She was she beat Moolah for the title in the 80s.
Still making meaning absolutely
Cindy
nothing
Lauper
to me.
Was like her quote unquote manager.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in big WrestleMania, Wendy Richter.
I'll have to look this up.
Yeah, so it's a pretty obscure reference.
Very.
But I do have a picture of her in a bikini on a wrestling card, so I'll be fine.
That does it for you. Okay.
Yeah, a day without women will be fucking delightful.
See, now, I don't think that those baseball cards that you're hoarding right now are going to be anything in the apocalyptic winter, but that card, perhaps.
It's going to be worth a lot of money.
Yeah. Those are the images you should be hoarding, my friend.
I might get a side of beef for that card. I'll be good.
I think so.
I'll be good. Yeah, so a day without women's fine. Good.
What's that? Tom says, I've been doing without a woman for a year and a half. What's one more day?
Exactly.
Yeah, he seems happy.
Exactly.
Yeah, but Bella might take the day off, too.
But Bella's a fucking dog. She doesn't have bitches like this. Well, she got bitches. But no, like, no, Bella's fine.
Yeah, she's a good girl.
The only way it'll affect Tom is if his vet is a woman, and if, God forbid, Bella gets sick. Other than that, Tom will be fucking fine for a day.
Oh, yeah.
I know what Tom does. He'll be fucking fine.
He'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly. Well, trust me, a lot of us will be fine if you ladies take the day off, and it'll be a breeze to get places. I welcome it. I welcome it.
I really did not think about it that way.
Exactly. It's going to be okay.
Okay.
It's going to be okay. Again, the hospitals might take a hit, but they took an oath, so those bitches better show up. But everybody else, it's going to be fine. Don't you worry. I don't go to Michael's. I'll be okay. I won't do crafts that day. I'll be okay.
Just that day?
I don't do crafts at all.
I know you don't.
But I'm going to be fine a day without women. I welcome it. I call it a day of peace and quiet.
Yeah, but you're not excluding your own women, the two that you live with.
They can take the day off. I hope they do. I mean, I hope they don't nag me. Maybe they're marching someplace. Put a nice little vagina on your head. Go at it. Have some fun.
Oh, can we talk a little bit about the vagina hats?
I thought we were going to do Ann Jackson. We will take away from anything to fucking get to Ann Jackson.
We can talk about
we'll
Ann
do
Ann
Jackson
for a
second.
What
about what's your beef?
I have a problem with people that are trying to make a point. They're trying to show that they are resisting something that they really feel strongly about, and then you have to have a couple of asshats that throw a big puppet vagina on their heads or around their necks and walk around looking like that.
I know what that's about. It's a very smart plan.
Okay, what is that about?
Very smart plan. We know Donald Trump has weaknesses.
Yes.
God bless his heart. Bless his heart, Donald Trump.
Oh no, no, I won't.
So
they do not.
They do not like the president.
Mm-hmm.
They are trying to lure him out of the White House. Mar-a-Lago route that he takes every week. Right?
Right.
So that's what they do. So they know the man's weaknesses. We've all seen and heard the weaknesses. They put on a big pussy hat.
Right.
And then they hope that those little hands will sprout and grab them. And then because they have the numbers, they're going to beat the shit out of the president. That's what that is. It's like a fucking duck decoy. When you put like a little decoy in the pond.
Do you think that some men will get swallowed up into there? Yeah. Like,
no, I think the women are going to beat their shit once they grab them.
Oh, I see.
What they'll do is, like with a duck, you make like a duck noise.
So this is
so with these, they'll like make a queef noise. And like Donald Trump will come running.
A queef noise.
Yeah. Donald Trump
like will... a mating call.
As it were. And Donald Trump will come running because he's only a man. Yeah. So he's going to grab.
Okay.
And then they're going to beat the shit out of Donald Trump. That is the plan.
Yeah, I think it's...
It makes sense.
It's a terrible, terrible plan.
How do you know?
It's a terrible plan because the whole world is looking like, oh, what are they doing? I wonder what they're marching about. Let me see what their signs say. What is their platform?
As a man...
Oh, my God. There's a walking...
Listen. As a man, I can tell you 100%. Vaginas work in mysterious ways. So this
well,
is
I know this.
This is all part of the plan.
As a vagina American, I already am you aware of this. But I don't wear one as a hat.
Well, you're not dedicated.
No.
then I guess you're going to have to show up on a day without women because you're not willing to support the cause.
Wait, what? No, just because I won't wear a vagina around my neck, like this giant...
You know what I think we should do? If women wear vaginas around the neck and we see them, we should fucking jerk off and try to, like, fucking get a basket.
Wait a minute. Is that sort of like that, you know, like the dunking machine?
Yeah, but no, it's like throwing a football through, like, you know, the carnival, you gotta throw the football through the hole to win a prize.
Or a hot dog down a hallway?
Well, something like that. So, like, if you see a woman with walking around with a vagina, you drop your drawers, you arch your back, you crank it, and you try to get it in. That's what they're there for.
Oh, my God.
Sure. Okay. And then it's a useful vagina hat.
Okay. Because now it's become a real target.
Yes.
Not just a target of ridicule.
Well, it's being used in the proper way. I mean, you really can't hump a hat while it's on somebody's head. I mean, you can, but I don't have those type of guts.
You're not going to stand up on a little step stool and go for it?
We're going to need a bigger step stool. Some of these broads are tall and I'm
not
that tall.
Yeah, no. Not a good look.
Plus, they might swing at you and try to elbow you in the nads. But you could, while they're marching, definitely drop your drawers and jerk it and try to get in. Now, you got to focus.
And while you're focusing, nobody will be beating you with their signs.
No, you'll be beating you. It's good.
Both will be beating.
I am solving problems.
You will be beating yourself and they'll
be beating you. Once again, we have figured out that I should be running shit. Because
you have all the answers.
I do have all the answers.
They're scary, frightening, sick answers.
But answers,
but answers.
Answers nonetheless.
You do have a platform.
I certainly do. And as we can say, the platform could be complete bullshit. I still got a chance.
Let's see. Tom says if these feminists, he said that in quotes, are smart, they'll learn from the immigrants' mistakes, i.e. the ones that got canned for skipping work and protest, and they'll rethink this farce. Well, you know what? That is a big problem, that a lot of people will get in trouble for skipping work to protest. I think that it's not really the best thought out.
Yeah, program. But that's not good for Donald Trump, though, if all of a sudden there's all these unemployed people.
Yeah. No,
that's not.
That's
not good if all these broads are, like, laid off and now all the unemployment, like, shoots up to 5.2.
Yeah, but nobody would actually care because they'd say you brought it on yourself.
No, but it's, but if you're looking at numbers, it'd be bad.
Oh, yeah, but it would. But
it would prove that we don't need the women. I mean, if everything worked, it kept on working.
Well, I think that the best thought out plan.
If you're going to march, you better make sure you're very important to your job.
Yeah.
Because if you're just, like, bagging groceries on aisle 6, nobody fucking cares.
Or if you're just, you know, a computer jockey, still, there's going to be somebody else that in this economy that wants your job pretty bad. So, not the best plan I've ever heard of. You could double down and take the day off and wear a vagina around your neck, but I don't really particularly think it's the best idea.
I look forward to a day of no traffic and peace and quiet. I celebrate it. It's going to be a good time.
Okay. Good. We'll see how it turns out.
It's going to be fucking fine for me.
Won't matter to me. I'll be at work.
When is this? March 8th, I think.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm back home, I think I'm back home.
Yeah.
All right. Well, ladies, march. March with your little vaginas. I'll be fucking stroking in support. Because I'm a patriot.
Yes.
I am a patriot.
Wave your flag.
Yes. Hi. Yes. salute.
Oh, God, there's another idiot saluting.
But don't you feel better about politics and dying now that I've gone over everything with you?
No.
No, well, you're stupid.
Yeah, not delusional.
I tried. Delusional?
Yeah.
You don't know I'm wrong. You have no proof that I'm wrong.
No, I don't.
All right, so I might be right.
True. Okay.
What? Makes as much... You didn't even know what the fucking vagina heads meant.
I still don't know what they mean.
I told you! It's an enticement. Fucking listen. This is why I want a day without you. Nobody will fucking miss you. They'll just assume you're sick again.
I was actually looking for the real reasoning behind it. I mean,
you don't know it's not the real reasoning.
That they're trying to, like,
lure out. Yes.
Nee, 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 nee,
good music.
Nee, 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 nee,
yeah.
You know.
Yes.
Trying to.
Yes.
Say, oh, come over here.
Melania's
so
not there.
You.
Listen, you can only fucking jerk off to Meghan McCain so many fucking times.
I can't at all.
Well, you're not equipped for it. But that Donald Trump is sitting there watching the Fox News. Melania, his wife, is in New York. Listen, by March 8th, he's going to lose his shit.
Okay.
There's going to be some presidential seed.
I'm every day I wonder what will come next because there are too many things. Yeah, well, of course.
Mm-hmm.
It could be neck and neck. Anyway, it could be a messy room here.
Could be. It's going to smell like a fucking pool.
Has somebody been using cleaning product?
That's the downside of the zombie apocalypse. I can't open up the window it cracked.
Yeah, it'll smell clean, but it won't be.
Wendy Richter, I just can't. It stinks in here.
It's like, can I open this to air it out? Roar! Oh, damn it, they got in.
Nope, can't do it.
Nope. You have to live with yourself. All of yourself.
Pretty fucking hard.
Now, there's no bathroom on this level. I'll have you notice.
It's two litter boxes. I'll be fine.
Oh, God. There was an episode of Hoarders.
Of course there was.
That was probably the worst thing I've ever seen. The woman...
Inspiration for you?
No.
To raise your game?
You know? No, to actually, like take care of some things. The woman had not had running water for like a year.
Ugh.
Yeah. And so, I mean, the place was really bad. And the way that they were describing it, because it was not just her, but she had cats, of course. And they said that every surface was covered in feces. Every surface.
Because when you're decorating, you want a theme to run throughout the house. I get it.
Yeah, it was cohesive.
It's consistency. It's
yeah,
fine.
It was. But she said, oh, I don't smell it anymore. How could
nose
you...
Nose blind.
Not nose blind.
She's
like,
nose blind.
Yeah, but it was... That was like Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles combined nose blind. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn. It was... But then the worst came. The woman said... the therapist came in and said, what about the bathroom? And she goes, I don't even want to talk about the bathroom. Well, I know why. Because they brought the cameras in there. I have never seen anything so gross in my whole life. She just kept using the toilet, but there's nothing to flush.
Oh.
Yeah. And it was just higher than the tank.
Here's the thing. In that situation,
unreal.
What really gets affected is you're not going to be able to read a lot because you're just not going to want to stay in there. So really, you're making yourself illiterate by... By being shitterate, you're making yourself illiterate.
Well, actually, she's probably a lot less prone to hemorrhoids because she's not sitting there on the bowl reading for a long time.
Is that how you get hemorrhoids, from sitting there reading?
I don't know.
You're just making shit up.
Huddle.
All right, let's. We've prolonged this long enough.
Oh, so we have to get now.
Now let's do the shit.
Let's get down to the real shit.
Yes. All right. Explain this while I put on the theme.
Okay.
Since we're doing. Hey, we actually did like a real little fucking show before the show.
Yeah, we did. It was our own mini show. It
wasn't intentional, but I have soft problems, and you're welcome.
Yeah. Thanks. Okay. Well, Aunt Jackson is also a problem solver of her own sort. She was one who was scammed by some scammers. And then she decided that she was going to use her knowledge about scams, and I say knowledge in quotes, and she became an expert. And so she would post on the internet and talk in groups, anti-scamming groups, and mingle with people who are anti-scammers and be somewhat of an expert and tell people what to do. The problem is that Anne doesn't completely get it. There are two problems. There's English as a second language problem, but there's also the elevator doesn't go all the way up to the top floor problem. And she not only brought some people to the scammers that had been scamming her, she lost the trust of a lot of people because they wondered if she was actually just being dumb or was she in cahoots with them. So Davin has worked tirelessly with her.
I'm fucking exhausted.
Yeah, he is exhausted, trying to explain to her the error of her ways and trying to get her not to lead people into the same problem that she got herself into. So during the conversations between Davin and Anne Jackson, not her real name, and her various scammers, who she believes are various members of the international community that are supposed to be helpers against scammers, such as IC3, the FBI, the two military men who she thinks were actually soldiers. They were scammers, honey. And all these people, that she has like a very interesting cast of characters that she has involved herself with, none of whom are actual government agency people or people that can help her out of this in any way except for Davin. And sometimes she lobs bombs at Davin and says that he's not real. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Oh, I'm real, baby.
Oh, yeah.
You now all know I'm real.
Yeah, so there are a series of emails and conversations that have gone on between Davin and the scammer, Davin and Anne and the scammers, Anne and other scam busters. And we are following that as we go along. And so we have a game we play each week because she has a very colorful way of expressing herself. And she has a lot of phrases that she likes to use in her email. So we try to guess how many times she's going to use these phrases each week. So this week, our choices are Mr. Davin. And this is a phrase that she's been using every once in a while. I really like this one. You choke my money.
It's a good one.
Yeah, it's kind of a long shot, but it's a good one. And criminal Melvin Santos.
All right. What do you got?
So, I think I'm going to go with five Mr. Davins. I'm going to go with two You Choke My Money and one criminal Melvin Santos. And I'll see what the Den Pen says.
Dateline, September 2nd, 2014. I write to her. I go, it's possible as words spread in the West of these scams, the scammers are targeting more Asians. Because she said that she was starting to see more scams in Japan.
Yeah.
I would have to see some sort of statistics somewhere, but it would not surprise me. It would mean the scammers would need to brush up on more languages, or their poor English skills could fool more Asians, as English is not their first language. I think we've seen the latter.
Well, yeah, we have. Well, between the, you know, her poor language skills. I mean, she does speak pretty well in English, but she's still...
She speaks better English than I do Japanese.
Same here. Yeah. But also, the scammers... English is probably not their first language. So between the two of them...
Makes for some entertaining content.
Yes.
I said, when they target people in Japan, do they use pictures of American soldiers? Or do they have different tactics? Imagine they just use like pictures of Japanese soldiers from like World War II. A little kamikaze pilot.
You see some guy up in a tree.
Be fucking great. They show those guys that are like still on the islands in Japan thinking the wars. That's their little profile picture.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I got a Facebook friend request from somebody. She had like 82 friends, and it seemed like almost legit. But then I'm like, I don't fucking know you. Why? I don't even know where the hell she went to. But it was a good looking girl, which always raises my curiosity.
Well, raises your curiosity, but does it raise your suspicions?
Yes, that's what I meant.
Did she claim to be a listener?
No, she didn't claim to be anything.
No, just hey.
I have in my waiting bin comics and whores.
Oh, God.
It's like no. I actually get people like real Ghanaians, like
real Ghanaians, like not scammer Ghanaians, but
yeah,
Ghanaian people.
Yeah, and I don't put them in anywhere. Like right here, I got Dada Badman, CEO at Money Runners Group. Don't think we're going to put him on my Facebook page.
Money Runners? Yeah, I don't think so.
I mean, there was a time, but it's not now. So yeah, I'm just looking through here real quick before I start this. Where the hell did she go? She might already have disappeared. Is that crazy? It's always the same fucking creeps. Oh, here she is.
Of course.
Jayla Marie. Here you go. You can look at
this.
Let me
say.
Jayla Marie.
Okay, well, you know, I mean, she doesn't look like
a
whore. You can't tell, but
no,
I mean,
which is always a clue.
Yeah, but the thing is, she looks like she's very young,
which I have no issue with.
She looks really young. She's pretty.
Yes,
she has some like styling headphones.
Yes,
like expensive looking gear.
You can scroll
right?
down. You can look at the rest of her stuff. Just don't accept her as a friend.
Oh no! Oh, click. Did I do that?
I got a new friend.
Oh no!
She's got 82 friends, which is not a lot.
She's got beautiful hair.
She's got a lot of friends that are foreign men, which
yeah.
is a clue. I don't think so. Yeah, that's the clue.
So. Yeah. No, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a little shady, but it's not your typical profile, right?
No. But it's also like, where the hell did she come from? Then,
yeah,
I'm always very suspicious. When people that I don't know want to friend me.
Like she, like 2 hours ago, she wished somebody a happy birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Too weird.
Yeah, but then again, you see, you got this. This is a typical scammer picture.
Yeah.
Little provocative, head tilted, shirt just above the breast.
Oh, it's not that far down.
No, it's just above the breast.
Yeah,
it's dipping.
Is. There's a slight bit of swellage.
Yeah.
You know,
booty shot, yeah. But then she has like Oreo, like birthday cake Oreo cookies. Like,
it's very strange.
Yeah.
And there's some little girl that she's posing, not like any
but,
kind of.
But then again,
pictures,
everything's been done.
Like,
everything's been done in the past 2 hours. So
my God, no.
Go, go. All right, back to the show. Yeah, if they've been done a few hours,
no. Yeah, no.
She's been a busy.
That's somebody setting up a profile.
He's been a busy man.
Yeah.
I got one today. Hot blonde.
Yeah.
With a guy's name. it was like Leonard Vance. Or something. Like,
it's real. It's like Facebook fail.
Yeah, it's like, ay, ay, ay.
Well, Joe's girl says, 5 Mr. Davins, 1 you choke my money, and no criminal Melvin Santos.
All right, Joe's girl. All right, shall we?
Yeah.
Nothing from Mr. Trucker tonight?
Well, he's probably talking to the dog right now.
Ah, I understand. Mr. Davin.
Well, there's one.
In Japan, the scammers use Japanese language and other skills. In recent years, foreigners are increasing in Japan. I think the scammers already build up the global network.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Davin.
Oh, my God, too.
Once I asked you if you have the account on Yahoo Messenger, because I want to know one thing. I delete Miller and Green. If these two people do not delete me, they will get me when I add them back.
I don't understand
Well,
that.
Don't add them back.
Okay.
If she opens up her account again.
Okay.
And she doesn't. But if she deletes them, they can't.
They can't just add themselves to
right,
you.
Right. Yeah. So I did the test.
Okay.
I added them back, finding they never delete me. I delete them immediately in order not to let them know when I am online.
Right.
I do not want to contact them. That's a good step.
Yeah, it is.
I do not come online often due to 4 jobs. I will have 2 new job interviews this week, and both of them are at the international airport.
How the hell does... I don't know how she fits this all into her day.
Unless she's nuts. One job for every personality.
We already know that.
Yes. The paid is really good. I can speak 5 languages. I will go to the dating sites and other websites in Japan to know the scams in Japan. Many victims lose lots of money. So I say, okay, but please do not participate on those scam sites. Yeah. Time for you to move on.
Yeah, really. And please don't try to set yourself up as an expert in... drag other people down your insanity path.
So she sends me an article about scammers and psychics.
Okay.
She said, more and more letters from psychics in Japanese come to Japan. I read some blogs, and it happens around the world. Japanese like psychics. I didn't know that. I said, interesting. I've not come across those yet, and I still haven't. Then she sends me a link to JapaneseMatch.com.
Uh-oh.
There must
How many hours did you go down that wormhole?
I really didn't.
I can think of some people that would.
I don't have that type of time nor interest.
No, I know.
No. There must be many scammers on Match.com in Japan. No need to check it out. September 3rd, 2014. Oh, by the way, I finally finished all the Avalo shit. So I gave it to Diva Dani. So sometime in the next year, it'll be up done. But I've put up everything, all the evidence that I got sent from that person who was scammed.
Yeah.
Screenshots. Ton of shit. You get to see them arguing. You get to see her asking for money.
Oh,
great. Some screenshots of him sending like his payments to Western Union.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's the nail in the coffin.
Done.
I'm gonna be in her neighborhood next month. I'm still torn on whether to sleep. I got the family though.
Yeah,
it's hard to be a renegade when you got your family.
Yeah, not if she's got the crazy boyfriend. And
I'm not worried about that. It's just like you can't go fuck Potter World. I want to see what Juliana's up to.
I know. No, you can't.
Yeah, so can't do that. Anyway, September 3rd, 2014. Mr. Devin!
Three already.
Some scammers are arrested in Japan. And then she sends me a link about that. Japanese police are doing arrest. Wow. Then she sends me a link from Australia. Entertainment Celebrity Life. Jennifer Lawrence. Remember when all those celebrities had their nude pictures hacked and leaked?
Yeah, because they got them out of their phones or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
So she sends me that. Update. The FBI has confirmed they are joining the hunt for those responsible for what is now being called the biggest celebrity hacking scandal in history. I think somebody was just sensed in that.
Really? I don't remember seeing that.
Yeah, I think that just happened. There is one more interesting thing, always. Some companies are helping the victims not to pay for the fees scammed by the scammers, but you have to pay for the fees. If the victims consult them, you do not need to pay, but you ask for the investigation, you need to pay for it. And she sends me a link. Yeah, but that's never good.
No.
Unless she's talking about private investigators,
yeah,
which is legit. It really depends on what they're saying. Like, if they're guaranteeing you're going to get your money back,
run. Oh, bullshit, yeah.
But, I mean,
yeah.
A private investigator should get paid for their services.
They should, but it's like, how are they going to be able to track these people down?
Well, I mean, there's ways. Depends what type of forensics they have. I mean, how did I fucking track down Avalos?
Right,
I wasn't getting paid for it, but you have a lot of time.
Yeah, but there's also the thing is that there are some people that leave, like, a really, that leave breadcrumbs, like cyber breadcrumbs throughout. But, I mean, there are other people, like, these people who are in Ghana and stuff, how are you supposed to track
them? There's ways. I mean, you can't track everybody down. But, I mean, listen.
No. It's always a network.
It comes down to the pay.
Yeah.
Once they ask for the money, it's usually their real name.
Yeah,
so then
you
go from there.
Right.
That's what I always do.
Yeah, that's what it seemed like when we were talking about them before, is that all of a sudden this new name pops up.
Yes.
And it's like, oh, that's my cousin who's going to go fetch it for me. Is he really?
My name is Barbara, but send the money to Muhammad. What?
Yeah. Wait a minute. I've been talking like lovey talk with Muhammad. Oh.
Yeah, they haven't figured that out yet.
Right.
How to get the get the PO box or whatever to their name.
Right.
They
how
haven't
to get the money.
Yeah. So so then you just work backwards from there.
Yeah.
And again, if you're, if you're a private investigator and somebody's paying you, you can go to Ghana and you can try to track them down.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, it could happen.
Yeah. I think that the wait a minute. Is repeating over and over on your end? Joe's girl seems to think that we have an issue.
Don't say anything. I don't think so. Tell her to log out and log in again.
Okay. Okay. So, no.
I mean, I have no way of knowing that.
Yeah, I don't know. Joe's girl saying, Tom, like, fell off the thing. And I think that that's Joe.
Hey. How are you?
You got to pinch yourself?
Yes.
All right. Well,
okay.
I'd sooner kick you, but that works too. Hold on a second. I got to put you in a better place.
Please. Joe needs to be put in a better place. He's been begging to be put in a better place for a while now. Oh, so now you're gonna sit in your regular spot, Joe.
What, are we on the air?
Yeah.
We're on the air.
Yeah.
All right. We're doing Ann Jackson, Joe.
All righty.
We're not on the air. Tell us your PIN number.
Yeah, 20.
You want to put in your guesses?
Yeah, okay. What do we got?
You,
oh, okay.
Stupid.
I'm sorry. I had a moment. We're, Mr. Davin.
All right. Put me down for 5.
Oh, that's the popular number tonight. You choke my money.
Put me down for 4.
Wow. And criminal Melvin Santos.
2.
Okay.
All right. Are we still repeating? Are we good?
Yeah, no, we're good.
Okay, maybe it was on her end.
Maybe. No, she says okay better. She must have logged back in.
So that's what I'm saying. Maybe
yeah.
It was on her end. I'll find out when I do the editing.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for the heads up, Joe's
girl. Hey.
Pip's amusing herself. Anyway.
I am.
All right. Let's see. What the fuck was I?
I don't know.
All right, she was. Oh, we were talking about the investigations.
Right.
Private investigators. I say I would be interested in reading that, but it is in Japanese. She sends me an article that's in fucking Japanese.
That's not clever.
What are you gonna do? She tries her best.
I know.
Mr. Davin.
Oh wow, that's already four, Joe.
Nice.
Wow. That's what she says. Wow. I have no idea who used my video, but someone uses my video to warn people. You know how she makes these videos?
Yeah.
So somebody's using it. So then she writes, to all the scammers, gather round, hear ye, hear ye.
To all the scammers I scammed before.
To all my scammer guys, all my scammer guys, all my
the
scammer
ones
guys.
The ones that robbed me and called me whore, yes.
Wow.
All the scammers and scallywags, I have a missive.
Yeah, funny.
To all the scammers, I can see all of you are fucking criminals. After cheating on me and the real victims, you took the money away saying that the victims can get the money back, but only if we pay for the fees one time. The truth is that you are fucking liars.
Ugh.
You cheat on me all the time and I never get the fucking penny back.
Okay.
Poor Abraham Lincoln. Just see somebody fucking rear-ending Lincoln's stupid face on the penny.
The fucking penny. Uh-oh.
I was Honest Abe. Now I'm fucking blowing some Japanese man. This kind of game is so-called advanced fee fraud. Why does she have to add so-called?
Yeah, why so-called?
Yeah.
Because
it
is advanced fee fraud.
Yes. I don't know. This kind of game is so-called advanced fee fraud, which means you are real criminals. Clarity, baby. It's like when you get laser surgery for your for the cataracts.
Yeah,
right.
you start to see better.
Yeah, all of a sudden, like, where's this coming from?
Exactly. Idiot Melvin Santos.
Oh darn it! He's supposed to be criminal Melvin Santos.
No, he's idiot Melvin Santos.
I can't catch a break, Joe.
Yeah. How are you gonna do?
You could catch a cold like nobody's business, though.
Oh yeah, I'm good at that.
Idiot Melvin Santos. You will know the result after I really take actions to do unrest report very intensively.
The unrest report.
James H. Miller.
Yes.
Your fucking dick is being sent to the mess media received by Mr. Davin.
Your fucking dick.
Dick. What did say your dick is being?
Well, she did send me his dick pic.
Yes. She said,
oh, that's funny.
He sent me his dick. Don't you remember that?
That'll stop him.
Wait a minute. That was like, she just like, you know, take her famous phrases and string them together and see if they make sentences. I'm going to send your dick to the mess media.
I am so happy to see through who you really are. More clarity.
Yeah.
Green Mafia Family.
Oh, okay.
Jennifer Green is a fucking liar going after her dad, Parker Green. You are very greedy, and this is why you lie. I never see any fucking receipts, and the real bank info, she is a scammer. Remember, last week she said goodbye to Jennifer.
Yeah, she did. She finally was not my daughter, Jennifer. She was like that fucking bitch.
Yeah. Parker Green is also a fucking mafia, asking me to introduce a Japanese woman to him. To tell the truth, many dating sites do not accept the photos, and the sites say that Green's photos are fake. Ha ha ha! No wonder. Green's photos represent scammers' photos in Japan. Remember, she was fucking arguing with me about this when I told her that this was being used.
Yeah.
But now she's all the dating sites.
Ugh.
Fake FBI man IC3. Brown Cotton will get arrested soon because you asked the victims to send the money to David Moore. I will call FBI. You will know the result. She actually has let the FBI know.
Yeah, well, you know what? That she's actually let them know is good, but the fact that she has no clue which ones are the real ones.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Do not forget one thing. FBI once promised me to arrest my scammers on the phone. I do hope all of you will be arrested soon. Not the real FBI. The real FBI never made that promise.
No.
Dateline, September 4th, 2014. Subject, Inside Edition lies from these fucking scammers.
Inside Edition? She's talking about the TV show?
I don't know what the hell she's talking about.
Okay.
Mr. Davin!
Oh my god, six.
Once I posted on one anti-scam site, this is my true experience how they treated me. You can see they want my money only. If I do not pay any money, these people are hiding all the time. Melvin Santos, Brown Cotton, Parker Green, Jennifer Green, James H. Miller are hiding like chicken.
Roll call.
They're hiding like chicken.
Chicken.
Like chicken.
Chicken's
good. Can you
skip all
running down a ramp? Na 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 na.
I've never pictured that tune for chickens.
I think that was supposed to be like barnyard music.
Is that what
that
was?
Barnyard song.
Is that how you get your eggs in the morning, Joe? With that music playing behind you when you open up the fridge?
If I did, you know what? That's an idea. You know me.
I think that the
band's going to record a new album.
I think that music
background music that Joe lives by. Come on, sexy Susan. We got a new project. I'm writing.
The real music that's in his head.
Yes.
As he goes about his day. Wait a minute. All suddenly I feel like wearing overalls.
I wonder what music is playing in Joe's head while we were driving and he reads all the signs. I wonder what tune that is.
That's like da 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 da.
He has background music for that. Are you not frightened?
Tunes to be nuts by. they will go nowhere to go. Even time goes by because I will post the whole to the world.
You'll press the whole to the world?
You heard her. You heard her.
Oh, that sounds dirty.
Yes.
Yeah, really.
All right, we'll do a conversation and then we'll get out of here.
All right.
We managed not to do a lot of this.
I know.
True conversations. Please see the real face of fake FBI man Brown Cotton, according to my friend George's advice. He told me Brown Cotton is a fucking scammer.
Well, thank you, George.
George, yes. After reading the conversations, what do you think? He is a fucking criminal.
Yes.
He sent me mail. I am a terrorist. I want to see how is a real terrorist. What is the fucking get lost? This man is a real con artist. Shame on him.
What is the fucking get lost?
I guess we'll find out.
Okay.
But she's acknowledging that this guy mentions it, and she acknowledges the whole thing. They're scammers, you know, the crooks. Really, you know.
She's having a good day. Let's enjoy it.
Yeah.
You've been telling her that for what? You know, months.
Years. I was a wee lad when I started.
Right.
There was a gleam in his eye.
Yes.
Funny.
The gleam is out. The gleam is out.
Oh, life taking that away.
You have that effect, don't you? Hey, the shit in my eye, Joe Curry. Joe's the eye gunk that you wake up with in the morning.
Oh.
That crusty, annoying part. That's Joe.
I guess we're even from the time I called you a boil.
I blocked that out.
Wait, I didn't realize we were writing our show bios right now.
I should write you guys bios. You won't like them at all.
No, I won't.
Oh,
no.
God, no.
No. Joe, hold me. I'm scared.
Joe doesn't want to do that. He doesn't want to fucking catch what you have.
No, I just realized that he doesn't have a strong enough immune system.
No. All right, so this is a conversation between Anne and Brown Cotton. This is Anne. Return the money to me. There is no girl bars. I want my cash. I close my classes. Brown Cotton says, you never listen to me. Anne says, return the money to me and I will return to my students. Please, return the money to me. Brown says, I used it for the whole procedures, if you like. Anne says, return the money. I will go to jail. It is 12 students' money. I must return to them. I must. I have no money at all. Please, return it to me. You do kill me. This is why I post you. Brown Cotton says, what you need to do, send to Eric, is little money. Do not.
Wait a minute. She's begging for her money back. And what you need to do is send a little bit of money.
Yes.
I can't believe how shameless they are that she's obviously got nothing. She's on the balls of her ass. She's got four jobs, and they're like, just a little bit.
She's taken
bit
from
more.
12 students.
And her boss.
Yeah. Let's see. I have no money. Do not pay. It is scam, scam, scam. Brown says, so he can get cert, okay? I guess certificate.
I guess.
Anne says, I do not care. I will post them now. Brown says, okay, if you like. Please go and sleep and post it. You did before. Anne says, I did not eat for 3 days. You fucked me up. What money? I have no money. Do not lie to me. I do not have money. Please do not tell me to pay. Fuck you. I am sick. I am sick. Do not drive me crazy. I will do anything.
Too late.
Sounds like an email to me from you know who.
Yes.
Brown says, okay, bye.
That's all.
Sure, he's done.
Cold.
Anne says, send my money back. I need my money. Do not make me do something. Brown says, I have no money. Anne says, I need to return to the students. Brown says, and I quote, go to hell. McCann says, I will go to jail.
Well, I'm surprised she didn't.
Brown says, I used the money for documents. Where do you want me to get money? Fuck off.
Oh, my God.
Which I believe if you go to IC3.gov, that is in the bylines of the information they give, that they will tell you to fuck off after a while.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The FBI definitely says to fuck off.
Yeah, you have 10 claims for your money, and then we will issue a fuck off.
But you'll get an official stamp with your fuck off.
Oh, that would be good.
Yes. So.
Do you get fries with that?
You do get fries with a fuck off.
Awesome.
Yes. So, fake FBI says fuck off. where the hell was I? I will go. All right. She says, I will die today because I cannot pay. I will. Brown says, bye. Ann says, you will go to hell. You make my life useless. Brown says, you too. Ann says, you do kill me. It is scam. Brown says, you too.
You too. I know you are, but what am I? A defense.
Yeah, really.
Ann says, you make my life useless. You do it to me. I do hate you. Hate. Only hate. I also hate James Miller. All of you. Brown says, get lost.
Oh, my God.
He's not having
get
this.
Get lost. No, what was it like? The Little Rascals.
I saw Little Rascals
Scram.
The other day.
Oh, what? Little Rascals rule.
Yeah, it was good.
They were good.
Yeah.
Why is he bothering to talk to her at this point, I'm wondering?
It's hard to say goodbye.
Well, I mean, you know, he's just, is he just sitting there because he's got nothing to do and he just likes to randomly type, fuck off, scram, you too, go at it. You know, like,
yeah,
like
I think
phrases?
He enjoys driving her mashugana.
I think
yeah.
he does.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I deal with Joe. He enjoys driving me mashugana.
Yes.
You know, there's that type of person,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Like a button pusher.
Like a tick.
Yeah.
Just fucking ugly, sucking you dry.
Why are you staring at me like that?
Because I'm not going to stare at the phone. I'm talking about him.
Funny.
No, I'm teasing.
You're a different type of annoyance.
Different type of annoying.
He's got a lot of songs.
Joe has a lot of music in him.
He has music in him today.
He's the music. Music and phlegm, apparently. Can you move away from the fucking speaker when you clear your throat, you animal?
Sorry, I'm thinking I'm on the phone.
Yes, so move the speaky part away from your mouth when you clear your throat.
All right, I got it.
Do ya?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Where was I? Oh, yes, get lost.
Get lost, that's where you were.
Ann says, I will never meet James Miller. I will never. I told Green. I will never meet Green. It is true. I told Jennifer not to come. Only hate, because it is a scam. You make my life like this. I have no choice. I told James Miller. Brown Cotton says, and I quote, you too.
Just non sequitur.
He's doing
yeah,
other shit.
Off. Yeah,
he's got other people to deal with.
He's scamming other people.
Yeah,
he's like, yeah, right back at you, babe.
And Ann says, "Do not make me crazy."
Oh my
too late.
God! The horse is out of the barn.
Yes, I think. Should we stop with that?
are you begging?
Well, I mean, it's 7:33. We got
yeah,
two more.
Two more shows to do.
Yeah, give me the pen, please.
Okay.
Give me the pen, please.
And we got two more shows to do, and still no baby giraffe.
What? No, I don't give a shit about the baby giraffe story.
They're talking about it in the chat.
Yeah, both of you guys sent it to me.
I did, no.
Yes, you sent me the baby giraffe story, and so did Joe. Yes, you did.
I did?
Yes.
I didn't send a baby giraffe
You story. Both fucking sent me a baby giraffe story, how it got taken offline because some social justice warriors were, like, upset about it or
oh,
something.
I didn't remember that.
Yes, you both did, and I went, yuck to both
All
of you.
All right, relax, Estelle. Calm down.
Listen, I realize you're home, and that's when you're most fucking venomous, but I will just fucking hang up on your ass tonight.
Too late to make friends.
Which is probably why you never made any.
I'm trying to listen to the show. I got the co-owner down the hall with the hair dryer. I'm ready to substitute a shotgun in there for it.
God. That's going to get blood and gray matter all over the place. That's going to fucking delay an open house.
But that, yeah. I mean, that does... Yeah, you're going to have to get that special cleaning service.
Yeah, you don't got the type of money for that cleaning service anymore, stupid.
Funny.
You might want to chill on the homicide.
Yeah, listen, there's the difference, though. That's
what my inner voice says every day.
Chill on the homicide.
Chill on the homicide.
That's a good name for an album for a band, Chill on the Homicide.
Chill on the Homicide.
I like that.
That should be an album.
That's what I just said.
Chill. Yeah, no, like, oh, I thought you meant the band name should be
No,
chill
the name
homicide.
Of an album.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I know. Joe, you got that shotgun? Can you put it over a phone?
Yeah, right.
What do you mean, yeah, right?
He's used to doing the show without you.
Yeah, no, he's all, yeah, he's all cocky being away from me by the phone. Wait until you sit next to me. Your chins are a pretty good target.
Your chins? Did you just say...
I meant shins.
You just said your chins. Fat joke. Wow.
No,
wow.
No,
shots
no.
fired. No. Shots fired. Just said, Joe, no. Your chins are a pretty good target. And I know you meant shins because he doesn't hang out with a bunch of Asians.
No, no,
shots
no.
fired.
I tried to say shins and I was going for chair and it came out chins.
Your chins will be an easy target. Take that, wobble throat.
That's so not what I meant.
Take that. Why don't you tighten that up?
Oh,
your
God.
Chins will be like she's going to just pinch them.
Funny.
Oh, that's totally not what I meant.
That's what you said, though.
I know. That's what came out of my mouth.
She's feeling brazen without you being here, Joe. Just insulting you, going base and saying and fat jokes, which we do not like on this show.
I was not going for a fat joke.
If you employ more than one chin, it's a fat joke. He doesn't hang out with Asians. It was a fat joke.
I was going for shin.
But you said chin.
I know I did, because I mixed up chair and shin.
Right.
I did.
Right. That was...
We should rename the show, Guess Who Will Be on Speaker?
Yeah. Well, we could try it next week when I'm out of town.
Yeah, right. Your host, Devin Rosenblatt, and on speaker...
Live from the Turnpike.
Turnpike.
Really? Oh, yeah. My God.
No fat jokes at the co-host, Pip.
I
expect
totally,
better. I expect
I totally
better. There are
make...
so many ways to pick on Joe. Trust me, I've been doing it for years.
No, it
to
was...
go that base route.
It was more of a domestic violence issue about me kicking him in the shins.
Joe,
than a fat joke.
I don't condone that, Joe. I am on your side on this.
Oh, God.
Isolate that.
Yeah, well, because, you know, it was a low blow by Pip. It was unnecessary. She does this all the time.
It would be a low blow if I could reach his shins while he's sitting
Enough.
Here.
Enough, Leaky Frome.
Oh, God.
You leave Precious Joe's chins out of this.
Wait a minute. Wait, Precious Joe. What the hell has gone wrong here?
I like that name.
I bet you do.
It's topsy-turvy world.
All right. What were the totals for that?
Oh, abysmal. All right. Abysmal. Joe... myself and Joe's girl all picked 5 Mr. Davins, and there were 6 Mr. Davins, and then there was no You Choke My Money. We all at least had a number there, and there was no Criminal Melvin Santos, and Joe's girl got that, and she said 0. So Joe's girl wins.
That a girl.
Yes.
That a girl,
hey.
Joe's girl.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
She should change her name to Joe's Chins.
Jesus Christ. Joe, you know I wasn't going there.
How does he know that?
I know. He's up to no good always.
Always.
Oh, don't you fucking heard her, stupid.
I rest my case.
You heard what she said.
And do you know how hard it is for me to put words together? You have seen this in action.
We all heard what you said. You can't back... What are you, fucking Trump? Now he's got to interpret the shit you say, too? He's got his hands full with the president. Now he's got to interpret your shit to make it sound palatable? Who the fuck do you think you are?
Queen of the universe!
No, I know your hair is the color of his skin, but no. Trump is giving a speech tonight. Joe has it on the fucking VCR because he doesn't have a fucking DVR. And he's going to play it back, and he's going to make it palatable to 60% of the country. He doesn't need your shit tonight, Missy.
You're right. I apologize, Joe.
I don't have a DVR.
I know.
Because I was out last night. I wanted to watch Kevin Can Wait, and I'm like, I go. I should be able to tape it. No, I'm living in the '80s. I suck. It's just that's my life. It's just eat, go to the day program, practice, rehearse. Yeah.
Get insulted by Pip? It's a hard existence.
Well,
argue with liberals on Tuesday, you know, yeah.
He tries to fit in my insults in all of that busy schedule.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they're hurtful. The man's doing the best he can. He's in a rough living situation. He considers you a close friend, and you take cheap shots. I'm not going to let you do that.
No.
I'm not going to let you do that to Precious Joe when he's not here to defend himself. No, Pip. No. Maybe if you show up for fucking 5 weeks in a row, I'll can reconsider. But until then, no.
I'm not allowed to be vicious. This is my punishment.
All right. When you put it that way.
That's like being destitute and running to the Salvation Army and they start hitting you with the bell.
Oh, my God.
I just
clang,
want.
Ouch, clang, ouch, clang, ouch.
I just want you to get the respect that you deserve, Joe.
Hell is wrong with this world?
Enough, Leaky Frome. Enough.
What?
Enough, Leaky Frome. Dude, this man's had a hard day. He had to be a Blue Hawk or some shit.
He is defending Joe.
Yes.
I don't know where my place in the universe is anymore.
The barrel woman. The barrel. Sick bay in the barrel.
That's funny.
All right. Let's thank some people for putting up with this shit.
All right.
Let's see. We'll do our plugs now. The ones that we usually do at the end of the show. We'll do
oh,
now.
My God. Okay.
What?
No, I have to get stuff. I have to get stuff out.
Joe, you got your plugs ready, too?
Yes, I do.
That's it. See? This is why I defend Joe. Always prepared.
Oh, my God.
Funny.
An inspiration to us all.
Oh, I can't stand it anymore.
You know what? When I'm driving across.
Joe, you have to drive up here. I can't take it anymore.
When I'm driving across Arizona and Nevada and I see street names, I'll be thinking of Joe.
Oh, my God.
Also, if you wind up hitting, what the hell did I ram into while we were a jackrabbit?
Did you?
Yeah, remember when I hit the jackrabbit on the way? I hit the jackrabbit going back to Vegas.
I remember you got the fucking ticket. I didn't know you took a life too.
Oh, you said you told me it was an awful human being, and I told him, "What am I supposed to do? Stop by for the service on the next day and give my condolences to the Jackrabbit family?" Excuse me, I'm looking for the Jackrabbit. Oh, they're grieving over by that cactus. Oh, okay, I'll be right there.
We could have made time.
Did you bring a friggin' mask card?
Apparently, right. This was like a Jewish or Muslim jackrabbit because it was the next fucking day.
Yeah, I get a shiver.
Joe comes by with a carrot cake.
I'm so sorry, dear.
It's murderer.
It's desert shiva. There are vultures circling overhead.
We're gonna have to pray quickly. I don't think
the
jackrabbit.
I'm so sorry.
Yes, well, I forgot about that. I tried to block it out, but you are a lagomorph murderer. Lagomorph is another word for rabbit.
I didn't know that. That's why I was looking at you like, huh?
Well, I bring education to the table.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Somebody has to.
Somebody should. That somebody is me, I guess.
I have my stuff if you want me to go.
No, I'm going to I go do the first one here.
All right.
If you showed up a little more often, you would know how shit runs here.
I'd laugh my balls off, but I'm sitting home.
You'd laugh your balls off, but somebody might hear you enjoying yourself.
I can't sit, go, yeah, while I'm sitting in my office 2 hours away.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, but this is not normal for you.
Nah,
yeah. You, everybody gets a pass.
Yeah.
It literally has been almost a year and a half, 2 years since I had a call in.
Well, I mean, you've missed the show or two because, you know, other.
Oh, yeah, business. I have business dinners and stuff like that. Yeah, I don't have to miss the show. Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
it's all right. It's not a weekly occurrence. It's not like I don't get the cringe factor when I get a fucking text message on show day when it's you. It's rare.
Like he does for me.
Yeah, with Pip, it's like, ugh, it's noon. I wonder if she's up and functioning yet.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. Up till about 4 o'clock, I was good to go, leave at 5, and then they just emptied my warehouse, and I had to place orders before I could leave the building. And that's when I'm like, oh, boy.
You're a busy man.
Yeah.
Tao of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions, run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tao of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tao of Energy LLC. I encourage all of our listeners to go to the page and like the page. That would be a personal thing. When you do something,
a thank
nice.
You.
No, it's not a thank you. A courtesy.
A courtesy.
Okay.
Yeah, a professional courtesy.
I would feel good if you, the humble listener, would go to Facebook and search Tao of Energy LLC. All right.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesca's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef-owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesca's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it's still elegant. Francesca's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesca's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesca's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescas-restaurant.com.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch, in addition to their dinner menu that's available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, as Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side-Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. There's a great show coming up on April 21st with Kevin Lee. So experience all that Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey, or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Jen Carelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja manja. Jen Carelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey, features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Jen Carelli's is just like that great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.JenCarelli'sPizzaNJ.com. That's www.JenCarelli'sPizzaNJ.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Jen Carelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff, old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Jen Carelli's.
Side Splitting Productions, all your entertainment needs. SidesplittingProductions.com.
The hell?
You need a comedian for your restaurant, a corporate event, give us a call. 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. SidesplittingProductions.com. Pip, Mr. Helix, anywhere this week?
Not this week.
Joe, you jamming anywhere this week?
Nothing this week.
All right. Wednesday, March 1st, I'll be in Lake Havasu, Arizona at Pennington's Pub. For tickets, call 928-680-5555. Thursday, March 2nd, I'll be in Kingman, Arizona at the Grand Event Center. For tickets, call 928-279-8438. Friday through Sunday, March 3rd through March 5th, I'll be in Laughlin, Nevada at the Edgewater Casino. For tickets, call 702-298-2453. Friday, March 3rd, Side Splitting Productions presents live comedy at Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Pip will be there.
Yes.
Your headliner is Max Del Celli. Tickets, 973-925-1100, 973-925-1100. Go support our sponsor, please. And Monday, March 6th, I'll be in Pine Top, Arizona at the Honda Resort and Casino. For tickets, call 928-369-7576. On the break, we got some brand new music to play for you folks. Then we'll come back with much more show. We got Arlana. I like that name, Arlana, if I can say it right. Arlana? Arlana?
Arlana?
No, there's an R in it.
Arlana?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Arlana Snow with Solitaire. And we also have The Fall of Ego with One of These Days. And, of course, you can learn more about both those artists at deucemusic.com. Deucemusic.com.